You're listening to SBS News.
The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases around the world has passed 2 million, with the global death toll now at just over 128,000 people. The United States is the worst affected country, with more than 609,000 people having contracted the virus and over 132,000 deaths. Cases of the coronavirus across the US slowed on Wednesday, a decrease President Donald Trump says suggests the nation has passed the worst of the virus.
The battle continues, but the data suggests that nationwide we have passed the peak on new cases. Hopefully that will continue and we will continue to make great progress. These encouraging developments have put us in a very strong position to finalize guidelines for states on reopening the country.
While cases are similarly slowing in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is urging his citizens to remain vigilant, with over 28,100 confirmed cases and around 1,000 deaths recorded.
It will be weeks more before we can seriously consider loosening the restrictions. It would be terrible if we were to release restrictions too early and find out that we're suddenly back in another big wave of COVID-19 and everything we've gone through up to now would have been for nothing.
In the United Kingdom, the number of confirmed cases has risen to over 98,400, with Health Minister Matt Hancock confirming over 12,800 deaths.
This all just goes to show why we cannot let up in our efforts. We cannot let go of the hard work that's been done so far. This shared sacrifice, and I know it's a sacrifice, is starting to work. But we will not lift these measures until it is safe to do so.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced an array of new measures to help support small and medium businesses through the coronavirus, including the introduction of direct financial aid and low-rate loans. Russia has reported only 24,490 cases of coronavirus so far, with 198 people having died. Meanwhile, the European Union has released a framework to help member nations plan the road out of the coronavirus pandemic. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says while the guidelines take a gradual approach, countries should proceed with caution.
I want to make sure that this is not, it is not a signal that confinement, containment measures can be lifted as of now, but it intends to provide a frame for member states' decisions.
Close to 700 French sailors assigned to the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier have tested positive to the coronavirus, with some members of the 1,767-strong crew still awaiting results. The cluster on board the vessel takes France's total number of cases to over 106,000, with 17,100 deaths reported. The number of confirmed cases in Italy has continued to slow, but despite the decline, the Special Commissioner for Coronavirus, Angelo Borelli, says 578 people died on Wednesday, taking the country's total deaths to more than 21,640.
The total number of people currently positive is 105,418, with an increase of 1,127 compared to yesterday. The lessening of pressure on hospitals continues as far as those in the hospital are concerned.
Both Germany and Belgium have indicated they are moving towards lifting some lockdown restrictions, with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel announcing some small shops will even be able to reopen as early as next week.
Shops can open up to 800 square metres, but with strict hygiene measures enforced. We also have to make sure that there are no huge queues on the streets. This is also part of the responsibility, and a lot of preparation work will have to be done.
Germany has recorded more than 130,000 cases of COVID-19 and over 3,000 deaths, while 4,400 people have died in Belgium, with over 33,500 confirmed cases. Japan's government has extended its plea for citizens to stay home to the entire country in an effort to stop mass person-to-person transmission. So far, there have been just over 8,000 cases in Japan and 119 deaths. thousands of South Koreans headed out to cast their votes in the national election, despite the country having had more than 10,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 225 deaths. The public officer monitoring voters, Yeon Kayanga, says strict safety measures had been implemented, including only allowing those without symptoms to vote.
When one person finishes voting, the next person doesn't vote right after. Everything the previous voter used is disinfected. Disinfection work is thoroughly conducted before the next voter votes.
The number of cases of coronavirus in South Africa has risen to 2,500, with 34 known deaths. But experts warn the numbers could surge if citizens don't adhere to lockdown measures. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced she and other top officials will be taking a 20% pay cut for 6 months in acknowledgement of the sacrifices citizens are taking because of coronavirus restrictions.
If there were ever a time to close the gap between groups of people across New Zealand in different positions, it is now.
Strict lockdown measures in New Zealand have helped contain the spread of the virus, with just over 1,380 reported cases and 9 deaths so far. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.